This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Even before President-elect Joe Biden won the election, President Donald Trump began claiming there was fraud. These claims haven't been backed up by any evidence, but that hasn't stopped other Republicans from siding with these claims and announcing investigations. Wisconsin State Assembly Leader Republican Robin Voss is requesting an investigation into these baseless claims despite there being no proof of irregularities in Wisconsin's election. In fact, according to Molly Collins, the advocacy director for the ACLU of Wisconsin, the election went more smoothly than anticipated. Every election, the ACLU of Wisconsin deploys poll watchers to ensure that people can exercise their right to vote safely and securely. Collins joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to unpack what happened at Wisconsin polling sites last week.
I'm going to use a term that I think has a couple different meanings, poll watching or election observing. So when we're talking about poll watchers, election observers at the ACLU, what does that mean?
Well, the ACLU works in collaboration with a lot of different organizations under the banner of Wisconsin Election Protection. We partner with the Lawyers Committee, the League of Women Voters, the NAACP, Wisconsin Voices, just a ton of different organizations. And we have sort of a couple ways of approaching problems. One is there's a nationwide hotline. So anyone in the country can call 866-OUR-VOTE and they can get help with problems or questions that they have. So they might have a question like, what kind of ID do I need to bring to go vote? And they can get that answer. And then they might have questions like, there's a really long line at my polling place and it doesn't seem to be moving. And so those take a little more research to figure out what's going on, I guess. And so we have a number of volunteers. I think this November, we had more than 300 volunteers who were traveling around the state to different polling places to investigate questions that people had. And we had over 490 calls into the hotline on election day. And we're able to help most of those people figure out what they needed to do to vote.
With this past election, what kind of calls were you getting in general?
You know, we get a lot of calls about just the process of voting, you know, about what kind of proof of residence do folks need to bring to the polls. Like, I just moved and I need to re-register. In Wisconsin, we have same day registration, which is awesome. But, you know, people are just not always totally sure what they need to do. This year, we also got a lot of questions about, you know, I'm not sure if my absentee ballot was received by my clerk. And so letting folks know how they could look up that information on myvote.wi.gov to see, or, you know, possibly giving them information to call their clerk's office to find out, you know, if their ballot was received. Some folks wanted to know, you know, I did request a ballot, but I'm feeling good about going to vote in person. And so can I spoil my ballot and go vote in person at my polling place on election day? And Wisconsin does allow you to do that as well.
Why are election observers and poll watchers generally there at the polls?
So, you know, we send people to just make sure that everybody who is eligible to vote is able to cast a ballot and have that ballot be counted. So it's really about using a lot of volunteers who just believe in the democratic process to make sure that everything's running smoothly. And this year, especially, there were, you know, just a lot of new poll workers, which was great. You know, I think we all saw what happened in April when we didn't have enough poll workers in Wisconsin and particularly in the city of Milwaukee. And we had a lot of older folks who had been running elections for years and years, and they didn't feel safe doing it in the pandemic and so needed to step back for their own safety. And You know, we didn't have enough people in April, which led to really long lines in the city and closed polling places. And, you know, we saw Milwaukee taking great action to solve that problem in our August election and in November. But there were just a lot of people who had never worked a poll before. So, you know, there were some questions like, this person is, you know, saying that my address needs to match where I live now on my, you know, my driver's license, which, you know, you can use a driver's license as a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin, separate from your proof of residence. So you can bring a separate proof of residence that says, this is where I live right now. And you don't have to go to the DMV to update that address. But, you know, sometimes that might be confusing for a brand new poll worker. And so just sort of troubleshooting those things, you know, as they happen.
Yeah. There have been these accusations of irregularities at the polls, specifically coming from the president. Were there any irregularities that were noticed by the many people the ACLU had observing the polls?
You know, I think we saw the election being run really effectively, you know, and we anticipated and planned for, you know, some concerns, but we found that our, you know, the 1,850 municipal clerks who run our elections in Wisconsin, they were all just trying to do their best. And I think they did a great job. You know, we really witnessed, I think, the strength of our democratic process, which is, you know, we knew that absentee ballots were going to take a little bit longer to count, but Milwaukee got theirs done even before they had projected they would get theirs done. And you know, everything seemed to run like especially smoothly on November 3rd, which was, I think everybody was very, very happy to see that.
As you alluded to, there was a lot of concern about what could happen at the polls. There were concerns about violence and voter intimidation, concerns that people might come to the polls armed. But it seems like that's not something that actually happened. Did you hear any reports of that happening in Wisconsin?
We didn't see or hear any reports of voter intimidation on election day. You know, the ACLU and the League of Women Voters and Common Cause and a bunch of groups have been meeting for months to plan to observe this election and to work on the election protection work that we do together every year. And that was definitely a concern that we all shared going into it. Obviously, there was a lot of rumors and a lot of fear, but we didn't see it manifest in the state at all. I mean, there were a few sort of individual folks who were there to observe polls either by themselves or with a party. And they may not have really, I think I would attribute a lot of it to them not really knowing the rules or how an election is supposed to be run. But there wasn't that sort of challenges or intimidation that I think people were worried about seeing. And, you know, I think the Wisconsin law also has pretty good requirements for election observers. And so it really prohibits people from, you know, behaving in an intimidating fashion. And so, you know, we knew that there was a response if there needed to be one, but we didn't see the problem manifest.
As the votes are actually tabulated, is the ACLU involved at all in viewing that process?
So we're actually in a conversation right now with the League of Women Voters and some other groups about if we're going to send observers to the county canvassing process where they're sort of certifying their results. I'm not sure we've made strong determinations about that yet, but we are thinking about what that might look like over the course of the next week or so as the counties do that certification process.
Well, that gets to my last question, really. We may be on the precipice of a recount. So I'm curious, if there is a recount effort in the state of Wisconsin, will the ACLU be involved in any way?
I'm not sure that whether or not we know what the lane for the ACLU or other nonpartisan groups would be in the course of a recount. But I do think, you know, as we're sort of thinking through what that might look like, I think broadly, we know that the election officials, they are capable, they're honest, and our elections have integrity. And so we would, you know, not be able to stand by if folks were using a recount as a method to challenge lawful votes.
Just overall, as we think about elections in the United States, and especially these federal elections that happen at the state level, what does the ACLU see as its role?
I mean, I think our role has been to really protect voting rights and to make sure that people who are eligible to cast ballots in the state of Wisconsin are able to, and that their vote is counted. We really want to make sure people are informed about their rights and that they know what they need to do to be able to vote safely, whether it's, you know, voting by mail or in-person early absentee voting or in-person on election day. And we want democracy to work, and we want people to be able to vote.
Molly Collins is the advocacy director for the ACLU of Wisconsin, and she spoke with Lyke Fextoy-Powers about poll watching.